What is the symbolism of the bridge with the flowers?
Well, we were looking for a symbol of Portland, and of course, the bridge is a symbol, and it's the Tillicum Bridge, our newest bridge. And I think that the bridge is just such a great metaphor of bridging our thoughts, our hopes, our remembrance, our solidarity, most of all, with the people of Gaza. And so we're right in the middle of the 51 days that happened in 2014, the really just horrific Israeli assault that, you know, if you read the news from Palestine every day, it's not to the magnitude that 2014 was, but this is just a way for us to remember that horrible summer, the summer of the nightmares of Gaza, and to bridge our love and solidarity from Portland.
Are other cities or other places doing similar actions?
I think so. I don't know if anybody else is doing the bridge. I like to think we get credit for that idea, but I think cities, in fact, for sure we can see on the news, cities around the world over the course of the 51 days, certainly not just in the U.S., but all across the world. And the group now, the people from the people of color and the indigenous peoples delegation that's in Palestine did a commemorative event. I think, you know, Black August is happening, and so more and more we're seeing the connections. And so this event that commemorates Gaza also commemorates and lifts up, I think, the notion of all of the struggles that are interconnected and that we are involved in. Yeah.
And what about the flowers?
We were looking for something that just showed some grace, some gentleness. You know, I think one thing that felt important, we had a planning committee that consisted of a young man from Gaza and a group of us, another Palestinian woman. We first thought we would put stones out as, you know, the strength and the solidarity in stones. But then we thought, you know, we also want to lift up the beauty and the humanity. And I think just flowers as the symbolic vision of that. We always think of Gaza as, you know, well, the news, of course, we know how the mainstream media depicts Gaza as the other, the terrorists, the people to fear. And we know that that's not true. We also don't want to depict Gaza as just victims, but really flourishing like flowers that in the midst of unbelievable, horrific injustice, there's creativity and there's parkour and there's artists and writers. And I think the flowers, when we thought, what's a symbol? It was like, oh, flowers, of course. So then we thought all roses from the City of Roses, but it kind of, we thought colorful flowers, something pretty.
Well, thank you, Maxine Fuchsen with Jewish Voice for Peace here in Portland. This is Jinka Soderberg with KBOO News.